Good morning and welcome to the Social Media Daily News Roundup. My name is Jade Housted and here are today's trending social media headlines. Facebook finally launches its Clear History tool starting in Ireland, South Korea and Spain. Facebook will hire journalists to create its coming dedicated news section. YouTube updates manual claiming policies to improve fairness for creators. And social media pressures driving up exam stress in girls. Facebook finally launches its Clear History tool, starting in Ireland, South Korea and Spain, social media today. It's been a long time coming, but Facebook has finally announced the initial rollout of its promised Clear History tool, which will enable users to see the websites and apps which send Facebook information when they use them, remove that information from their account and turn off Facebook's ability to store the same going forward. The tool will give users more capacity to manage how their data is utilised by Facebook and advertisers, though it's worth noting, as pointed out by Marketingland, that the data is not actually deleted but is disconnected from your profile, facilitating a similar but not the same result. Facebook will hire journalists to create its coming dedicated news section, Social Media Today. It must feel a little like deja vu at Facebook right now, because earlier this month, reports began circulating that the social network was working on a new dedicated news tab, with the company reportedly offering news outlets millions of dollars for the rights to put their content in this news section. Now, the next element of Facebook's news offering has been revealed, and it's starting to sound a lot like the trending news section which Facebook got rid of last year. According to the New York Times, Facebook will hire a team of journalists to work on its news section, with the positions for these new roles now being advertised on Facebook's website. YouTube updates manual claiming policies to improve fairness for creators. We are social media. YouTube has updated its manual claiming policies, making it more difficult for copyright holders to file unfair claims against creators. In April, YouTube CEO Susan said it was a top priority to improve creators' experience with copyright claims, and specifically a worrying trend of aggressive manual claiming of very short music clips used in monetized videos. Claims like these can feel particularly unfair for creators since they end up transferring all revenue from a creator to a copyright claimant, regardless of the amount of music claimed. They are also problematic since they are also cover unintentional use of music that may be playing in the background, for example. Recently, YouTube started requiring copyright owners to provide timestamps for all manual claims so that creators could know exactly which part of their video is being claimed for copyright. Social media pressures driving up exam stress in girls, The Guardian. Publicity-hungry schools and pressure to post results on social media are driving up exam stress among girls, the Girl Guiding Movement has said, after it found that close to two-thirds of girls now believe there is too much pressure to succeed. On the eve of the GCSE results, the charity said the girls were facing a perfect storm of pressures, with well over half of those aged 11 to 21 fearing a bad performance in exams could ruin their futures. With some schools having put up banners boasting about their A-level results and an expectation that girls will post about their results online, 65% of those polled for Girl Guiding said there was too much pressure and focus of doing well in exams, with half saying exam stress affected their happiness. Thank you for listening. For more information on all our top stories, please visit socialday.live. You can also subscribe to have these top stories delivered straight to your inbox if it's more convenient. Have a great day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more trending headlines.